How did you decide on Venice as the location for your next book after Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil? And how long did you live there?
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil came out in January 1994. 2 years later, after all the commotion, I began to think of another book. I began to look around at ideas, and I looked at several that didn't pan out. And I thought, well, what is it that worked in Midnight? And I thought, well, for one thing, it's the characters. For another, it's the place. The place is a very strong element of the book. And I thought, well, now, what other city on earth is as magical as Savannah, Georgia, which is where Midnight took place? Savannah was beautiful. It was isolated. It was inward-looking. It was steeped in tradition and ritual. Venice is nothing like Savannah. Doesn't look a bit like it. Life there isn't at all like it. However, it is beautiful. It is isolated. It is inward-looking. It is steeped in tradition and history. So the elements were there. Without replicating Savannah, I was able to get the kind of environment into which the reader could escape. It's an escape kind of book. So I thought, well, and I knew Venice pretty well. So I went there February of 1996, and it turned out I got there 3 days after the Fenice had burned. And you really could smell the charcoal in the air. I didn't immediately think that this would be a good book or a good story. But I moved around, and I stayed there for several weeks, came back, stayed a couple of months, went back and forth. It wasn't until the year 2000 that I decided I had so many notes by then. I had 20 notebooks full of interviews. I hadn't committed to write the book, though. Then I realized I had enough, more than enough, to write a book. And that's when I formally wrote a contract to write it. And I think it took about 4 years from then for me to actually write the book.
Could you explain what the Fenice fire represented to Venice?
The fire is important because the Fenice represented the one remaining place where the living arts were performed. The thing you think about in Venice is the architecture, the art in museums and in churches, and that's static. It's not really living. It's from the past. The Fenice staged operas and concerts and ballet, and that was removed. When the Fenice burned, there was really no major stage to present the living arts on. So it was a form of death for the city. It was very serious, a very serious challenge. So that was a major significance of the fire. But also the reaction to the fire, the investigation, the complicated attempts to rebuild it, and the three different starts with different companies to rebuild it is just bizarre. But in effect, it does illustrate how things happen in Venice, how things progress. And it didn't surprise anybody in Venice that all of this went on.